The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And they'd like to mention the fact that their product, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in America is a big business, advertising a business. Everywhere you go, you see advertising, and the ones I like the most are the ones in the magazines that tell you how you make lots of money easy. They say become rich overnight, the digger for oil in the owner back the yard. Then it become rich overnight, make Indian blankets. Then it become rich overnight, to learn to meet the cutting in your living room. Remember me, if I'm going to stay up for 3 nights, I'm going to make a fortune. But then, is that an advertisement that's to say, make $100 a week, become a secretary stenographer? Then I read the morning, I'm going to see it's no good for me, it's only for somebody who's got a short hand. But the most foolish advertisement I'm going to see, Mamma Mia, is the one that's to say, we sell you pants to one a third off. Mamma Mia, isn't that stupid? How am I going to look a walking in the street to one of my pants to one a third off? In America, bigger companies have got a big advertising and little companies have got a little advertising. All I'm can afford is my name in a phone book. And right now, I'm worried, Mamma Mia, because the phone book is a come out and I'm going to see my name. Always my name, the Barton and the Bates. But this year, I'm going to take a Barton and the Bates as I got together and push me out. I'm not going to believe a phone company would do this to me, so I'm going to go to my night school teacher, Miss Spalding, and ask her. Maybe she's going to help me get a push to back.
Well, here we are. Everything's
back. All right. Quiet class. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
I'm here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
I'm here.
Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, you're here, aren't you? Mr. Schultz, please, you're very funny, and it's not necessary to take a bow after each joke. Now, class, our lesson for today is grammar. Mr. Basco, you have your hand raised.
Well, Miss Spalding, I'm looking at the telephone book, but I'm not there.
What?
Tell me, Miss Spalding, where do you think I'm going to be?
Basco, what are you getting at?
Well, terrible things are happening, Miss Spalding. Last year, I was between a button and a base. But then now I'm looking at a book, a button is a look on a base, and a base is a look on a button, but in between, nobody's a look on a Basco. And I'm going to think of the...
Stop, Luigi! Who are you for shimmering?
Mr. Basco, will you please hold your problem until after class? We'll get on with our grammar lesson. Now, who will volunteer to conjugate the verb to see? Well...
As usual, I will have to volunteer.
There he goes, the teacher pops.
Mr. Olson, thank you for volunteering, but I'd like the others to try first. Mr. Horowitz, will you try?
All right, I volunteer. I conjugate the verb to see. See, saw. See, saw. See, saw.
Horowitz, stop already. You're making me dizzy.
Mr. Schultz, you're disrupting the class. Let me hear you conjugate see.
I see, you see, he see, she see, we see, you see, they see.
That's very good.
Good, that's perfect.
Yes, yes, it is at that.
To tell you the truth, it was a lucky guess.
All right, all right. Now, Mr. Olson, will you conjugate the verb using a subject like Mary?
I should be very happy to. I see Mary, you see Mary, he sees Mary, she sees Mary, we see Mary, you see Mary, they see Mary.
Mary should pull down her window shade.
So, please. That was very good, Mr. Olson. All right, Mr. Basco, now you may conjugate a verb of your own.
All right, sir. I'm a nut in a funny book, or he's a nut in a funny book, or she's a nut in a
phone book. Mr. Basco, don't forget, you're not in the phone book.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to tell you before, but you don't want to talk about it.
Oh, what a dumb cop. There is Mary standing with the window shade up, and Luigi wants to go to the phone company.
No, sure, sir. I'm going to want to go to the phone company because I'm a no citizen. And I'm going to know when I get in trouble with a big company.
Don't talk like that, Luigi. If they forgot to put your name in the telephone book, you got to go right now without delay. Like we say in the delicatessen business. You got to strike while the corned beef is hot.
Luigi, are you sure you don't owe the telephone company any money?
What else, sir?
I say, are you sure you don't owe the telephone company any money?
No, it's the other way around. They owe me.
What do you mean, Luigi, they owe you?
Well, how do I express it to you is I'm in America. I'm going to know how to work at a telephone booth. And instead of putting in a nickel, I was always putting in a 5 pennies.
Basco, we're spending a lot of the class's valuable time. I'm sure if you go to the phone company, everything will be straightened out.
Well, I thank you, friends, for your advice. But you sure is there going to be no trouble, huh?
Of course not.
Certainly.
But, Luigi, what if there is? What can they do to you? Can they hang you? Can they shoot you? Can they throw you into jail?
Sure, sir, can they?
How should I know? Am I a lawyer?
Luigi, my friend.
Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Excuse me, I'm going to go someplace, sir.
What's your hurry, little banana nose?
I'm on my way to the telephone company. I didn't know what to do, so I'm asking Mr. Pollings for advice, sir. Schultz or Horowitz, Olsen, they say go and spike it while the delicatessen is a hot. And then...
Sure, go. Go to everybody but your best friend, Pasquale, and what's happening? Nothing. Why are you running around like a crazy squirrel looking for food... And all the time, you could have come straight to the nut.
You're so right, Pasquale. Nobody's a bigger nut than you.
That's a funny thing. And when I'm a sayer, it's a come out of different. Why are you on your way to the telephone company?
Because they left my name out of the telephone book, and that's a terrible thing.
Oh, they left your name out of the phone book?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, Luigi, there's nothing so special about that. It could be for lots of reasons.
Well, what's the one?
Well, could be to save money on ink. Then again, maybe you got a telephone book with some of the names that cut out. That's what they call the Reader's Digest version.
No, Pasquale. Is it not that because I'm got the regular heavy book?
Oh, the heavy book. Well, there's two kinds, you know. There's a regular heavy and a double duty heavy.
Oh.
That's the one they use under the short legs of tables. You ain't got that one, huh?
But, Scotty, I'm thinking you're joking.
No, I'm no joker. Is there something else you should know? Sometimes the population gets it too big, you see? There's too many names for one city to handle. So they divide up for the extras. For all of you know, right now, you may be on the top of the page in Tuscaloosa.
Pasquale, this is going to seem impossible.
Well, then there might be one more reason why you're not in the book, and that's the most important. How long you been in America?
Almost 3 years.
That explains it. In America, there's one big rule, and that's to go for the phone company, too.
Well, what's this rule?
Last one in is a rotten egg. Now, you must have been the last one in America, so you listed under R, rotten egg.
Oh, no, Pasquale, get out of my way. You're making a fool out of me. I'm going to go to the phone company.
All right, you stupid greenhorn boo, but go to the phone company, see what's happening. You're going to wind up with a nothing but a catastrophe.
But why you say that?
Because I was a once in your boots. When I first come to America, I owed the company money. I complained, but they hounded me until I had to pay. Of course, I was smarter than you are, because for the next 5 years, I got even with them.
How?
Every time my telephone rang, I didn't answer.
That's not helping me. For some reason, I don't understand. I'm no more in the phone book. Next to who knows, the phone company might come around and take out my telephone book, and then how am I going to do the business?
So what, Luigi? Even if a waster's a come to waster, you can always use my telephone, a little cabbage pussy.
Isn't that trouble, Pasquale?
What trouble? It's a pleasure. Every time the phone rings, I call you.
Thank you, Pasquale. Now I'm feeling much better.
Sure. Now I do you a favor with a ring, you do me a favor with a ring.
What the favor am I going to do you with a ring?
Slip it out of my daughter Rosa's finger.
Oh, no, Pasquale, I'm not going to play ring around the Rosa.
Foolish boy, ring around the Rosa, that's a child's game.
Not the way Rosa wants it to play it. No, Pasquale, it's no use. Ross is a nice girl, and she's very sweet, but she's too fat for me.
Look, Luigi, think of the nicer things about a marriage. After you leave the church, you go to the honeymoon suite, then you pick up your blushing bride, you carry her over the threshold.
Pasquale, you crazy. Ross is so big, I can never carry her over the threshold.
All right, I'll buy you a bulldozer. You can push her across. Luigi, be a good business man. When you marry a woman, you've got to look up for value.
Value?
Sure. When you buy a tube of toothpaste, what do you buy? The small size, the medium size?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Pasquale. I'm not going to buy the giant economy size. No, please, Pasquale. I'm going to feel like talking about Rosa today when I'm got such a big trouble with a telephone company. I think maybe I'm better going to see them around.
Oh, stop. Well, Luigi, how many times I try to teach you? Little immigrants, a pop-squeak like you, should stay in his little backyard. Don't start up with the big American companies. Once you start a gripe-a-sing to them, next thing you know, they put you on a slow boat to Italy.
But Pasquale, I'm got to get my name back in the phone book.
Then let an American handle it for you. Here. I pick up the phone, I dial a once, I talk. Hello, business officer, please. You see? Business officer, I got a big complaint to make. What's the idea to leave a Luigi Bosco's name out of the new phone book? Is that what you call a democracy? I got a good mind to take my business to some other telephone company, and I... What? Who's he yelling? No, I'm not going to lower my voice. Well, you want this number? All right. It's Andover 79715. Yeah. Yeah? Okay.
Pasquale, is all fixed?
Luigi, you never have a trouble with a company again.
No?
That's all right. Tomorrow they come to disconnect your phone.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum can be a real help to you while you're working. You see, chewing on a good, smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint gives you comfort and satisfaction. It sort of helps you relax without slowing you down or interfering with the job you're doing. Then, too, the fresh, lively Spearmint flavor freshens your taste and helps keep your mouth moist. As a result, you naturally feel better and work better while you're chewing Wrigley's Spearmint. Try it and see for yourself. Keep a package of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum handy while you work. Enjoy a stick from time to time. You'll like it. You really will. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, after Pasquale has left my store, I'm going to call up the telephone company. And I'm going to beg them they shouldn't disconnect the telephone. Then I'm going to find out the whole thing was a big joke. All the time Pasquale was talking on my telephone, he was holding down the little hook and talking to himself. But now what am I going to do? I'm all mixed up. I don't know whether I should go to the phone company or not.
Well, Luigi, how did you make out with the telephone company?
I didn't go.
What am I going to do with you? Luigi, the trouble with you is that you got it at inferiority complex.
What's that, Schulze?
Huh? Well, let me see.
We're going to put it in the delicatessen language, huh?
Oh, yeah. An inferiority complex is when a knackwurst commits suicide because it feels like a Wiener Schnitzel.
That's what it is, huh?
Now, stop blowing yourself to death, Luigi. Put on your hat and coat, get the streetcar, go to the telephone company and say, I want to know why you left my name out of the telephone book this year. What am I, an orphan? Is this a way to treat a customer who pays his debt every month? Is this what you call service?
Yeah, but you want him to shoot a holler like that all the time, Schultz?
No, they throw you out.
And it's going to be a good riddance, too.
Huh? Oh, Pasquale. Ah, you leave the door open, Luigi, and anything is liable to come in.
Yes, especially Schultz.
Hello, Mr. Pickle, a pusher of 1951.
Pasquale, why don't you take a nice, quiet nap on the bottom of Lake Michigan?
Listen to
Please. We got enough time enough for arguments.
Oh, you're so right. But go, Luigi. Here's your hat and coat. Go down right now to the telephone company and find out what's with the telephone book.
All right. I'm a gun. In America, anybody can go any place and ask for anything.
Stop, Luigi. I'm warning you. You start up with those big companies, they all are going to gang up on you. First thing you know, you're going to be without a phone, electric, gas, and even a water. Just imagine, for the rest of your life, you're going to be taking a bath in Libby's tomato juice.
Oh, poppycock. Luigi, go.
Don't go.
Go.
Don't go.
How do you like that?
He's a wimp.
Mr. Basco, for an hour I've tried to explain. There's nothing I can do about the error.
Then if somebody else in America is a helper. This is a Bella telephone company, yes, sir?
Yes.
Then I'm going to speak to Mr. Bella.
Mr. Bell? Why, he's dead.
All right, I'm away, sir.
You don't understand. Mr. Bell is no longer with us.
Oh, that's nothing nice. Men who spend his whole life inventing a telephone, now he's get fired.
Sir, Mr. Bell owns the company, but he's dead.
Oh. Then maybe I'll speak it to Mrs. Bell.
Mrs. Bell is not here either.
Mrs. Bell is not here? Mr. Bell is not here? Who's watching the business?
Mr. Basco, will you please let me go on with my work?
Sure, but I'm not going to go on with my work if you know... Give me in the book, and you left me fall out of the telephone book.
Fall out of the telephone book?
Maybe I must start again from the beginning.
Oh, no.
All the ways that you was putting me between a bat and a base, and I was happy. Then if something is happening in between a bat and a squeeze a base, and there's a goodbye basketball.
I know. You told me all about it.
Then if there's something...
I can't.
Who can?
I don't know. See somebody else. The complaint department, the manager, the vice president, for all I care.
Mr. Basco, you disrupted our entire organization. From the complaint department to the manager to the...
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. But do you think it's nice that Chicago Telephone Company to be mad at me?
Mr. Basco, the telephone company is not mad at you.
Then approve it. Put me back in the book.
Mr. Basco, I've tried to explain. These things take time. We have over 5 million books out in this city. Do you expect me to go out by myself, collect every book in town, and put your name in?
All right, I'm a help for you.
That's
not the point.
No, please, Mr. Vice President, you talk to these fellas back in the Bates. Find out why they was to get together and squeeze me out.
Mr. Vasco, nobody is trying to squeeze you out.
Then how come when I'm looking a book, I'm going to see myself?
Mr. Vasco, think back. Perhaps you came in once and asked to be unlisted.
Who's unlisted? If I'm going to list, I'm going to list in the Army or the Navy.
Mr. Vasco, you don't understand. That's a special service we have for some subscribers. We give unlisted numbers to people who don't want their names in the book.
Oh.
Why, my name is not listed in the telephone book. And that was a good reason.
Sure, you don't pay your bills.
No, Mr. Vasco, we're just wasting our time. There must be some good reason why your name was omitted from the book this season. The whole matter requires a little investigation. And until we look into it, my hands are tied.
Hands are tied? Mommy, that's why you not could write my name in a book.
Don't be preposterous!
Mr. Pastor. No, please. Please, Mr. Vice President. It was your company who's made a mistake, and...
Look, don't say that, Mr. Vasco. Our company never makes a mistake. Practically everything is done by machine. Do you realize what happens every time you pick up your phone?
No. What?
A thin plate of soft iron called the diaphragm vibrates to your sound waves. This in turn affects a tiny magnet and is electrically transmitted, causing the diaphragm to vibrate. Then, what do you think happens when the two metallic contacts are made?
You get the wrong number.
No! An automatic record is immediately stamped on a card bearing your phone number. I only inform you of this procedure so that it enables you to realize the complexity of our system and appreciate the multiple services which we endeavor to render. Do you understand?
Huh? No, please, Mr. Vice President, you're a very nice man, and someday I hope you'll be the president. But I'm going to think, if you look now, maybe you could find out why the company is pushing me out. Everybody's making mistakes sometimes. Maybe one of the girls was writing the name in the new book, a fountain, a pencil, and out the ink, and then she skipped the bus.
Mr. Pasco, you'll just have to do as I say. Take this form, go home, fill it out, mail it in. There's a reason why you must write us a letter and mail it to us.
Oh, you want a post office to do a little business too?
No, now will you please do as I say?
Oh, please, please, Mr. Vice President, your face is getting the red.
Mr. Vasco, I'm not a well man.
Now it's getting the blue.
All right. I'll look into your problem myself right now. Now go.
Come on, my man. Green.
Little man in the head, what's happened to the telephone company?
Masquale, it was the worst day in my life. I make so much trouble, Vice President has thrown me out. And then he said he's going to investigate me himself.
Oh, Luigi, starting up with a Vice President, that's the end.
And? Why?
The Vice President is going to report to you, and you know what comes after report.
What?
Deport. That's going to be the story of your life, for 4 words. Import, the report, the deport, the export.
Pasquale, come on, so much if you stay in America, please help me.
I'm sorry, Luigi, you didn't listen to me. I would like very much to help you, but I know the facts. I'm going to have to testify in a court against you.
But Pasquale, why you must testify against him?
Oh, there's a big law here. It's called a habeas corpus. And even if I don't testify, my Rosa, she's still got to testify against you because she lives the next door. That means that they got a habeas or her corpus against you.
Is there nothing I can do?
Nothing, absolutely. Wait, I just remembered. There's another big law here. The wife can't testify against the husband.
Yeah, but you're not my wife, Pasquale.
No, but I know a set in the party who's willing to make a big sacrifice. Oh. Welcome home, my son.
Hello, Papa.
Oh, I'm so happy. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Come here, Rosa. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Russia.
Bless you, my children. I hope you live happy together ever after.
Papa, does this mean we're already married?
Oh, shut up, you face. Luigi, you're lucky that a habeas corpus is
yours. Oh, is Mr. Basco here?
Well, I'm a Luigi Basco.
Oh, Mr. Basco, I'm from the phone company. We've investigated your complaint, and the vice president wanted me to come right down.
Mamma mia.
Luigi, quick, you got to go over the vice president's head. Get Truman on the phone and apologize.
But save me.
Well, Mr. Basco, there's no need for alarm.
Look, I'm going to handle everything. This man here is a half a son-in-law right now, and I'm responsible
but,
for...
But, sir, there's nothing to explain. The reason Mr. Basco's name doesn't appear on the new phone directory...
All right.
...is that Mr. Pasquale called us several months ago and requested that Mr. Basco's phone be listed under Pasquale and Son due to a business merger.
Pasquale and his son?
Luigi, I wasn't just doing it for business and matrimoniness. I was just looking ahead, and I figured sooner or later you're going to be my son-in-law, so we might as well make it sooner, worry about it later.
Pasquale, you did a terrible thing. On account of you, I'm not in the phone book. And that's why I'm going to get a phone bill this month from the company.
And you won't, sir.
Why not?
Well, Mr. Pasquale pays for all the calls made from this number.
What? You and your ideas.
Excuse me, Pasquale.
Luigi, who are you dialing?
Hello, operator. Get me my mamma Basco in a Castellamare in Italy.
You're going to ruin me. You've got it all right.
Oh, yes, Pasquale. America's giving me the bigger right that would have set in the law.
What the law, my son?
Heavy as a compass of papa. Well, mamma mia, I found out the white name was missing from the phone book. And just before I'm a talk with the company, they promised me I'm going to be back in the next book. In the meantime, I'm a promise Pasquale. I'm not going to make long-distance calls to Italy if he's promised me one thing. He's going to go with me to every drugstore in Chicago and help me write on the cover of a telephone book, Luigi Basco and over 797-105. No connection with a Pasquale and a son. The lovely son, Luigi Basco, the immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they want to remind you that you're always set for a refreshing, delicious treat when you've got a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your purse or pocket. It takes just a second to unwrap a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint, slip it into your mouth, and enjoy some pleasant, tasty chewing. Good for you, too, because chewing aids digestion and helps keep your teeth clean and bright. So do what millions do. Keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your purse or pocket and chew a few sticks during the day. On the job or off the job, you'll find the good chewing enjoyable. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production, is directed by Mac Benoff. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Joby Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Paulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.